Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel. Sports in Depth is a show live from MetLife Stadium, but as always, open up with a prayer who's the man to God who's given us life. Doc Stanley, Sports Center. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. Dear Lord, we thank you for little things we so largely take for granted. More importantly, dear Lord, we thank you and we ask you that your way be our way, that your will be our will. We thank you, Lord, for your darling son Jesus that died on the cross that we may have the right to the tree of life. We thank you, Lord, for blessings all forthcoming. Those have come, unseen and definitely all unmarried. We love and thank you, Lord, for all things, and it actually bless our families here and in Brazil. All honor and glory to your holy name. We love and thank you for everything, dear Lord. That's my beloved mother. Happy birthday to all those who have birthdays today. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports Devil of the Blake, with the Network Rainbow Soda Channel, Sports Devil Show, a special Sports Devil live from MetLife Stadium, where the San Francisco 49ers are leading the New York Jets with 6-14 left in the third quarter. It's 10-0. And it looks like it's going to stay that way. The big man today has been Manningham, who has been the guy the big key, who was the key to had he been on 49ers last year, the Giants wouldn't have got to the Super Bowl. But as it is, they did because of the great catch. As you know, more things are happening to Will Revis. Is not going to be playing the Terminator against him. We got hurt early in the game, and the 49ers look like they're getting ready to march down the field again. They missed two field goals. Had they gotten those, they would have an even bigger margin of victory. Right now, simply 10-0, could be 16-0, and they're looking to add on to what they have to make it to at least 13-0 or 17-0. We're here live with the football guru, the right-hand man, and confidant of head coach of the New York Jets, Mr. Ryan, and our man, our first and foremost football brain and man of renown, none other than Sea Wings, who will is in house. We'll be talking to Dusty. A little boxing right now. Big fight last night. Well,
I'm here,
so
Mr.
big fight.
Doc Stanley.
I need you in the future. Just to be quiet. Don't get all excited about you and me. You know, because it's an early show. You know, listen. Walk Roscoe will come on back. Okay, maybe you'll calm down.
I did already.
I knew you were going to say
I'll
that.
I'll listen, boss.
I knew you were going to say that, and we're at the Jet game here. Real quickly before we get to this football game, what happened last night with that fight with Hasim Rockman, who went into the fight 30 pounds over?
Well, you know, I looked it up through the website. I didn't get any results. And I can almost say that it's probably nothing because Rockman was, I look at a
256.
That dude never weighed more than 206 or 210. So that's probably his senior citizen weight, and he's trying to make a comeback to make some money. Povatkin is an up-and-coming Russian who has been proposed to fight the Klitschko's or any one of the Klitschko's half a dozen times, but Teddy Atlas's trainer has pulled him out. Then he's fought other guys like Gwynn and other journeyman fighters to keep his record undefeated, but he still hasn't gone after
quality
fighters. Now they're quality fighters. Yeah, right. You're right, Doc. And then there was a talk about him and David Hayes, but David Hayes is going after Vitaly. So, you know, there's a whole, you know, we have round robins of gossip here in New York, and we also have round robins of gossip.
There's another thought here, too, Dusty. You know, maybe you call these fighters, and maybe the Klitschko's don't want him either.
Probably.
Okay, let's get back to the football game. 49ers, Sea Wings. It's been an all-thing thing. They've scored again. It's 17-0. 16-0, and it could be had they, well, let's say made one of the field goals is makeable. So we're looking at 17, probably 20 on the score right now, but it's 17-0. It doesn't look like it's going to change any.
Oh,
no,
well,
it
is going to change. You said the 49ers are probably going to score more.
And this is a man who bleeds jet green. You know what I mean?
Who bleeds jet green. Just like my son, he bleeds jet green. But
right now,
Sewings, I'm surprised that you would say that.
Well, right now,
I'm
leading surprised.
Just
watching this. But
Hey Doc, we gotta call. We gotta call Suicide Watch for Sewings, man. Come on. But
I'm already climbing up to the rafters of the 300 section. Ready to climb over that wall and take a plunge into a cup of water. But as we look here, the Jets are down 17-0. The big thing that happened here in this game is the same thing that happened last week. The lack of third down conversions, keeping the drive going, the retaining possession of the ball. I mean, you look at the first half stats, you have Mark Sanchez, he has 10 attempts for 352 yards and a passer rating of 65.4. Alex Smith, on the other hand, in the 49ers, he was 13 for 9, 100 yards, 91 passer rating. And the backup quarterback, number 7, Kirkpatrick, he actually ran it out for a touchdown, kind of a wildcat there. He's been looking, you know, they moved the ball, he scored. Jets not tackling, a lot of missed tackles. You look in the first half, when Kirkpatrick ran for the touchdown, you had Kyle Whistler that was there that could have possibly stopped him, and he ran right past him like I didn't even see him. This guy was the invisible man. But definitely the Jets have a long way to go here. Very long way to go, down 17-0. But it's not over. It's not over.
Well, you're seeing this in the first half. I mean, those turnovers that Mark Sanchez, I mean, that's typical. When I watch a game with the Jets, I expect at least one or two turnovers. He sure did not dissatisfy me because he had three turnovers. So I don't know what is wrong with his accuracy, or is it the offense that's screwing up or not being at the right place at the right time, or is it the 49er defense? I mean, he just doesn't seem to get on track. He got two gifts, penalties, and kept the drive going, and he couldn't continue. He couldn't even get to the end zone. So I just don't understand what's going on here with this guy.
I mean, you look at, you know, the throw to Santonio Holmes, incomplete in the second half. You look at the throw to Dedrick Epps by Tim Tebow in the first half. I mean, he really laid him out there to dry, and it cost him. He took a nice hit there. Now he's out with the injury.
Yeah,
also,
got a bad knee, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, John Connor, once again, he's out again. He's out with a hamstring. I mean, you have him out with the hamstring now, which is a very tricky injury, precarious. Injury, you can't. The rehabilitation for that type of injury is very delicate, as you can't stretch the muscle out fully to rehab that. So, I mean, they seem to be being plagued by injuries, and with the absence of Darrell Revis, I mean, there's 10 other guys playing on the team. We can't just hang a team out there for one player.
Well, you know, the question here could be, it may so much not be hanging a team. It may be right now already building an inbuilt excuse. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake. Remember, Cam Newton so far is 13 out of 20, 145 yards, and one TD in the game that he's playing. New England was trailing Buffalo in the game that they were playing, and the Jets have been trailing all of this game, and when they're playing, they just picked up a first down, Sanchez to one other than San Antonio Super Bowl champion Holmes, is the Jets.
and the 49ers live from MetLife Stadium. Doc Stanley and Cincinnati Sea Wings, and we're talking back into our New York studios, our Queen Studios, with Destino, Baby Lewis Jr. Don't leave anything out. This game started early, Sea Wings. Jets win this game, couldn't sustain a drive, a couple of key fumbles. You know, they're not that bad of a football team, or they're not that good of a football team. Oh, which way do we take this one?
Well, you see, analogy is the cup half empty or half full. Today it looks like fully empty, as they seem to not have any any fuel in their engine. I mean, if it wasn't for the defense and some of the plays that they made, you know, the two sacks on Smith in the first half. They stopped a couple of third down attempts for first downs for San Francisco. You might as well see a game here, 35-0.
You know, that was funny because it looked like that was going to be the turning point. They made the back-to-back sacks, stopped the 49ers, and then the 49ers missed the field goal. And we say, you know, psychologically, mentally, this could be the turning point of the game. But right now, they still don't have any points, and they keep coming up with key turnovers here in the game that it's important. I mean, the 49ers, this is a Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake with the Network Rainbow, so Chelsea was the 49ers stayed on the East Coast. They lost last week on the East Coast, and you said they stayed here on the East Coast. Right now, it's paying off. Not only are they winning offensively, but you're still here on the line. I do love you. Not only are they winning offensively, but they're also winning defensively. I've just shut down. Sanchez, 9 out of 20, they were 89 yards. Sean Green has 11 rushes for 34 yards. And Chad Slings has 3 catches, 42 yards. So that kind of tells you why the offense is not doing anything. But Dustin Keller wasn't going to play today. And we know that Darrelle Revis is not playing. Buffalo, let's go to Fitzpatrick, 15 out of 24, 220. Tom Brady has thrown a touchdown, 241 yards in the Buffalo and New England game, Matt Ryan of Atlanta. We're looking at some other stats along the way today. But the offensive numbers that I just showed you, Sea Wing, show that offensively, you know, just haven't done anything. Well, the scoreboard shows that. I mean, but it's funny, you know, just 2019 that we talked about. It's a funny team. Hold on,
Doc. They're getting gifts or penalties in their favor, and they haven't been able to capitalize. They just got one right now. And he got sacked, and he get a gift. So now what are they going to do with these gift?
Well, let's see. I mean, the point you brought, Frisco has 7 penalties of 62 yards. That's a tremendous point. You just heard a tremendous point. And I want you to quit making these good points up. Why? You know, do it all
okay,
here.
Okay.
No, a tremendous point. In the game of penalties, the Jets have only 3 penalties, 29 yards. Frisco, 7 penalties for 62 yards. But like you said, this is the thing about this team I was going to bring up before Dusty came in. You know, the 49ers have these stats, but they still find a way of winning. They haven't done well on third down. They got 17 points. Last year against the Giants in the championship game, they didn't get a third down at all, and still they were just, you know, they were winning the football game. So they're a team that can seem to see wings do what they win. They win.
Do you know what the 49ers are doing today? I mean, into scoring position in the red zone where they can make 3 points off of the field goals. The key turnovers with the fumbles and the interceptions. And when you look at it, especially in the first half, you had 14 total first downs by the 49ers compared to 4 in the New York Jets, even with the
penalty.
They couldn't move the ball. Scoring.
That's funny, but last year the Jets were number 1 in the red zone, and again, Sewings, don't be agreeing with Dusty, okay? Okay, all right, let me. Okay, but no, I mean, you guys want to put tremendous. I mean, the opportunities have been there, and I have to go, why is that, Sewings? I mean, why, Sewings? What's happening?
Well, it seems like that Mark Sanchez and his wide receivers today are like they were the last 2 weeks. They don't seem to be on the same page. You look at the third quarter, early in the third quarter when he went to throw to Jeff Cumberland, it looked like Cumberland didn't even think that the ball was coming his way. But yet Sanchez still threw the ball and almost got intercepted if Cumberland didn't break up that pass. You might have had another 7 points added on top of this. This is the problem here with the Jets. You have to keep long consistent drive going and end up with a score.
Yeah.
You have to end up with either 3 or 7. You have to end up with 0. You can't make it in the NFL and with a division leader. So even if we lose today, they're not in the worst position because this is not a division.
He said earlier, too. Real quickly, first quarter, zip. But then since San Francisco came up with 10 big points in the second half. You said it earlier, C-Wings, that they – I mean, it's early in the season. But, you know, it's nice to win as many games you possibly can.
And we have – is this a turnover?
This is a turnover.
Well, we're going to see. I don't know. This looks as it maybe had to be reviewed. I don't think this is going to be a setup.
Well, we'll see what upstairs happens.
Centennial Holmes, and knowing that, I mean, not only is it a turnover, but Centennial Holmes is holding his
ACL.
Knees. And let's watch it again on replay. Holmes, okay. Seems like he catches the ball.
Overextended knee. It looks like overextended knee.
Well, you know what? But it seems, too, on this play that he was down. I think he was down on that play. We were watching the replay.
Do you think it would be reversed?
Well, I mean, I just think he was already down. I think he was already down. But we'll see. If he's not down, then with this here, the Jets are really out. And it's going to be something that's San Antonio
home. He looked like he threw the ball out.
He threw the ball to the defender.
Yeah, from the paint.
Let me ask you something, do you think that because his favorite receiver, Dustin Keller, his wife just gave birth today to a son, who he called Cruz. he named him Cruz. But do you think that because he's out of sync because his favorite receiver is not there, being Dustin Keller, and he hasn't thrown.
Well, not one guy. That's his main guy. But still, you got to have your go-to guy.
Because he now has to adjust to the, and I hate to say the word, but I got to use it, adjust to the replacement players. You know, he's not in sync with these guys.
Holmes has actually been his main target, his biggest target as far as going.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to see this replay. Fox Stanley Sports up on the Blake with the Network Rainbow Soda Channel. Sports Network show live from MetLife Stadium. It's the San Francisco 49ers against the New York Jets. And right now, it's been all 49ers. And if this play holds up, they'll give them a 24-0 lead, which will be about insurmountable. But more importantly, it seems like Holmes has gotten hurt. Holmes, Revis, Keller, the list goes on.
Diedrich Epps today after the little flicker pass from Tim Tebow.
Yeah, exactly.
And what we see today, you see Bulls on both sides of the ball. Tebow was booed, and you saw Sanchez booed. So, I mean, who do we go to now?
It's time for you, baby. It's time to get you in the game. Dusty, you can play tight end. Just, you know, come on in there and catch the ball.
Absolutely. I do tight end, and I run the ball for point return. I'll do all of that.
Real quickly, let's look at some pregame notes. The 49ers would improve to 3-1 today for the second consecutive season. The last time they started season 3-1 back to back was 2001 and 2002. San Francisco will be 5-2 in September under head coach Jim Harbaugh. Only George Seifert and Steve Mattioli had better records after the first two Septembers. The 49ers would stay perfect in games after the loss under Harbaugh. They're currently 3-0 after the defeat. And they're kind of working on that round. The 49ers would improve their overall record against the New York Jets 10-2 if they win today. The San Francisco will become a 3-0 under Harbaugh in the second leg of back-to-back road games. Some other things to know about Colter today. Very good physical football team, very aggressive team, one that you have to be well prepared for. It will be a great football game, a great football fight on a big stage, a great place to play. That's Harbaugh saying about the Jets. And let's go back.
This doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. He's being taken out on the stretcher.
Go-to guy. He's going out on the stretcher. Now, I must say to this. T.O., are you listening? Chad Ochocinco, are you listening? You may have a roster spot here on the New York Jets. We need wide receivers. You have Stephen Hill, who's out with a hamstring pull. And who knows how long he's going to be out. We see how long Dustin Keller has been out with this hamstring, which is a tricky injury.
What is that with hamstrings, though? This is supposed to be something that can be easily resolved and sort of kind of heal. How much of this series, now, as you watch this last play here, how much is that due to the turf?
Well, Doc, if I may ask, it's probably...
Hold on, he played on regular grass, and you still had Darrell Revis.
It just goes
to show the magnitude and the physicality of the game, the speed of the game, the physical aspect of the game. I mean, it's any given Sunday, any given play, you can be injured. It could be a career. Look at Dennis Burke. I mean, of course, the turf, artificial turf, as we look at it, like when the Giants played the Bucks in that last few seconds and they rushed, they were saying that. I mean, you can really hurt someone like that. They go down, they get their cleats right, dug down in that turf, and they can't turn. You can ruin someone's career. You can end someone's career. So I say once again, T.O., are you listening?
You also got to look at that, the fact that they didn't want to get Randy Moss. They had him a couple of years ago when they got Burris. Right now, gentlemen, it looks like for all intents and purposes, this football game is over. But again, weekly it seems that, again, and Dusty, I think it's time for you to really come out of retirement. You know, is that every week, every week the Jets are not only losing players, but they're losing key players. I mean, Terminator got 30
players
today.
And it's a sad thing because, see, when you said something very key, and I agree with you, T.O. and Chad also think when you listen, maybe even Plexico, are you listening? They're listening, but Jet management is deaf because they're not going to go out and draft these guys. I want to be pleasantly surprised, and I want to be told, the senior, you're wrong, you dummy, but they're not going to go out there and do it. I'll be very candid about it, because they didn't do it when they should have, and they needed him. They forgot Randy Moss. Now, Randy Moss is here, right? He's here. He's here with the 49ers. But they're not going to do it. For whatever reason, I don't think they're going to do it. And that'll be the this is what, the fourth game? You know, this is the shortest season in any pro franchise. They better do something to tighten up the injuries and all that. But I don't think they're going to do it. They have a mindset of not bringing these guys into New York, and it is unfortunate. You know, but
their jobs in the long run may tether on this in regards to getting that talent out there to win. Like I said, if they lose today, it's not a bad thing because it's not a divisional or conference opponent. But
you're
losing key players. We have the Houston Texans who are undefeated.
Arizona's undefeated. Yeah.
And then you have the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Then we play, we go on to we have to play New England twice.
Over and over and over again. You got these guys, but I'm sorry to say I'm the voice of doom, but they're not going to get these guys who have been sitting by the wings to embellish or help them at least have a semblance of a respectable career. This is the fourth game of the season. We got 12 more games to go. I don't think they're going to do it.
Because you look at when you start getting, like now it's early in the season, when you start getting to week number 7, number 8, and you really start to see who the teams that stick out. I mean, the Jets better be on that side, because I tell you, if they finish 8-8 or less, or 7-9, you may see our general manager gone.
Mm.
You may see Rex Ryan gone. I think you may see Tebow gone. Sanchez, you may see him playing house after this season. I mean, Santonio Holmes, he's not a big target. And, we have Stephen Hill, number 84. He's out.
Absolutely.
Drafted this year. Second round. Big target. I mean, dropped a couple of balls, but the guy has potential. He has the speed. The rookie, he can only get better, but he's out. You have Dustin Keller, who's the number one receiver
for the Jets last season. Dustin Keller, he's not an explosive guy, but he's a utilitarian guy that Sanchez could always remain the clutch.
Reliable. Yeah, that's what he said. He was a favorite receiver. But
he's the top receiver the Jets receiver.
Exactly. But let me ask you something about these, oh, my God, the calf injuries. Is it possible that it is lack of fortifying or exercising or build of strengthening those calves, and that's why these guys are running and falling down and injuring? The first injury they got is the calves. I mean, there's something lacking in their training or building, strengthening, conditioning, you know.
I wouldn't think that. I mean, with the programs that you have now, it's not that. It's just, you know, this is a league that Sirius has such a great line. Doc Stanley, Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soda Channel, Sports Network for the show, looking for another guest to join us, Big Rudy Rude. NFL, not for long, you know, and you have to understand, you know, the AstroTurf is not something that's advantageous to these guys' health and the mindset they have. I read a great article in Jet Magazine about, you know, when you play two-hand touch in the street, you touch the guy, you didn't try to hurt. You know, everything in this game is about mayhem. Everything about this game is seek and destroy.
Brutality.
Everything about this game is to hurt somebody else. And I've never understood that mentality, especially when it was blood on blood. You know, you look at that, the big thing with Stingley and Tatum. And I just never understood this idea of taking a guy's head off. I mean, you know, tackle the guy. I mean, and it was amazing. You know, you do this kind of stuff, and then at the end of the game, you're sitting there and you're shaking hands and stuff. But I just never understood the idea of, and you know, it's always good for the coaches to say that because they don't have to play. And then on the other hand, you look at this bounty thing with New Orleans, where, I mean, and how, much has that been a curriculum and part of this game for years?
Yeah,
a great line that was said by the great Richard Pryor, and one time somebody stuck their hand inside of Jim Brown's face mask, and Jim bit his hand, and the guy said, you know, Jim told the guy, look, everything outside this mask belongs to me, everything inside this mask belongs to you. And real quickly before we go on, because Rudy's going to join us in a minute, just want to get well wishes to the only African-American manager to win Manager of the Year three times, the second and one of three African-American managers, Dickie Jean, the World Series, probably, without question, the most popular manager in all of baseball and the Hall of Fame, and I think the best manager in baseball. And lucky for me, I can thank I'll call my friend Dusty Baker. Dusty had some heart problems. His team, again, is amazing. He's won the division two out of three times. This is his second team that he's taken to the division championship three times, excuse me, Chicago Cubs, San Francisco Giants, and now the Cincinnati Reds. He took the Chicago Cubs.
Cincinnati Reds, he's doing very well.
Yeah, he's doing well along the line. So we want to say good well to my good friend Dusty. Love you, miss you, and keep him in your prayers. Rudy, you're here with us. Let's take a look quick at this New England game. New England against Buffalo. Tom Brady has just went in, and with that, you got yourself a tie football game. I still see these guys are missing the guy that happened to be playing here against the 49ers. None other than Randy Moss. Rudy, you look at first of Rudy, your program. What's the name of your show?
Oh, okay, Sports New York Style. Yeah, we air in Manhattan on Sunday nights, 12 o'clock. I'm on channel 67, and here in the game with Doc, checking out the Jets. Taking this hard beating here today. It's kind of tough for them, though. You know, as a team, but you know, it's weird. You know, they need more impact players on their team. They just really don't have enough players or impact players to me to deal with a team at the level of the 49ers. I mean, you know, you could see really pretty much from the outset the Jets were outmanned. And I don't know. It's just one that they're just not going to pull off. I mean, you know, they just got to get ready for Houston next week.
No, you know, think you know what I'm looking at, gentlemen. Okay, this is what we were the last couple of years. Sanchez is not doing it. Is it not that he won the game if he can do it?
Well, you know, if you put him in, I mean, I think that it's funny. The Jets were running the ball pretty decently in the beginning of the game. You know, it looked like they had a shot to do a little something. But I think that as the game went on, you know, I don't know, he's stuck with Sanchez, and the Jets' pass blocking hasn't really been too good in this game. San Francisco's got a lot of pressure on Sanchez during this game, and it's just been a situation where, you know, sometimes you have to run the ball. I think that counting on Sean Green to be the feature back is a big key for the Jets, you know, and he hasn't been able to do it. I mean, the blocking from the line hasn't really been that great either. It's funny, you have two All-Pros, but...
Hold on. Talking about rushing, Rudy, it could be in a problem here. 182-yard rushing yards for the San Francisco 49ers, only 42 for the Jets. 182, and we are in the fourth quarter, and the Giants are going to have 42 and 34 those of Sean Green. I
think
you
think
the
Jets are totally in disarray? Totally in disarray.
You could put Tebow on the offensive line, maybe that might help a little bit, but I don't know where they're really going with what they have here now. I mean, it seems like the offense was horrible in the preseason. Then the very first game of the season, they looked like, I don't know, 49. I don't know anybody who had a great offense. That's what the Jets looked like. But then since then, it's been a steady decline since that point. But I will say this. In the first game, they used Tebow a lot more. And it's been a decline in using him every game since that point. I mean, not to say he could be
right,
that much of
absolutely.
A decision maker, but they've used him less and less. And, you know, I don't understand that, you know. So, I don't know. This is where we are.
Now, Rudy,
I asked the question of the panel, do you think even at this date, the four games and that the Jets are beginning to look like they're in total disarray? I mean, they don't seem to get anything done right. I mean, Sanchez seems to be like, what next? What's going to happen next? He's dwelling on making mistakes than instead of completing passes. It seems like it's in his mind totally, I better not make a mistake, and yet that's what he's doing, making mistakes. As I look at him play, I could be totally wrong.
You could be right. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, a young guy, when you're young and you're playing, you don't have, mm-hmm. you might have confidence, but you still don't know if you can do it until you do it. And to me, the biggest factor is that, you know, you have Tebow and you bring him in, and all this stuff is made about Tebow, whether the Jets intended to make it happen or not. It's pressure on him. He can say what he wants. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that I think Tebow is better than Sanchez, but maybe Tebow might be the type of quarterback Rex Ryan wants to use for the type of style he wants to play. Rex seems like a guy that he don't mind if the score is 6-3. As long as he has the pick.
Gentlemen, we've got the Lord Charles.
So no matter
what
they say about Tebow is not a distraction, psychologically, deep down in Sanchez's guts,
the concern here is not Sanchez. The concern is what's best for the team. The concern here is Dublin. You know, and Sanchez is not Joe Namath.
You're absolutely right.
Sanchez is not Tom Brady. I've been saying from the very beginning,
let me finish. From the very beginning, there was no business in bringing Tebow to the Jets.
The idea is to win football games. For too many years, we didn't have a backup quarterback, and we're doing the same thing we've been doing the last few years. The guy I think writes the best column in New York City, my man, Lord Carroll. I think for years, you know, we had Burrell. We lost football games not bringing a competent backup. If we've got Tebow, we've got to play him, Lloyd.
What's the Brunell was collecting Social Security. The man was 75 years old, backing up Sanchez. I remember the game against the Eagles, they threw him around like a rag doll, and then he couldn't get Sanchez off the field because I guess maybe the Jets didn't pay all their medical insurance premiums on Brunell.
Hold on, Dusty. Go ahead.
People play on Brunell. It's 24-0. What's the difference? You might as well pull Sanchez and have, you know, play for another day. But also, let's see Greg McElroy. This guy's supposed to be a pretty good quarterback in his own right. This is a chance to see these guys perform.
Yeah.
I mean, to put Sanchez out now, if it's 24-0, is completely idiotic.
Yeah, no. You know what? If he gets hurt on the next play, you say, oh my goodness, why did we take him out, Lloyd?
Exactly right. There's nothing to gain here. You put up the white flag today and play for hopefully next week.
Well, Lloyd, what's the latest happening? Because you got the inside scoop. What's happening this week? What's happening in the world of sports? You know, I mean, Nicky's got to be the Cy Young Award winner.
Well, you know what? It probably won't happen. It's a good story.
Why?
Because Gio Gonzalez plays for a winning team. And you got to understand, the Cy Young is not really based out of New York. It's based on who led their team into the playoffs, et cetera. It's a prejudice. I mean, I agree that in terms of it's a far better story that Dickey wins 20 games with a crappy team as opposed to Gonzalez wins it with a very good team.
But, Lloyd, but he's got 20 wins. He's got the best ERA. He's leading strikeout. Isn't that the best pitcher in the league?
Okay. You know, no question about it, but there's something about teams going to the playoffs. There's a certain currency attached to that. And I think there was an anti-New York bias among a lot of national award stuff. You can't ignore that. It's just a certain reality.
Good, great point. Now, tremendous. I remember the year that they gave MVP to Kirk Gibson over Darryl Strawberry, led the league in home runs, and who led his team, had a better record. You're right. I mean, Mayer, who ended up in Minnesota against Jeter, who's playing shortstop for the Yankees. Tremendous point, yes, Mr. You know, anti-New York. But, you know, why is that, and what brought that about, Lloyd, in your mind?
Well, I think it goes back into the world of politics that you can go back to Nixon here, you know, the silent majority kind of flyover territory between New York and L.A. and everybody else in the country just doesn't
count.
This
absolutely.
This is kind of the prejudice that you work with, unfortunately. And some of it is in a bizarre way. Some of it's justified. New Yorkers tend to be somewhat dismissive, perhaps, of the Midwest. I think in this case, Dickey clearly is going to get penalized because of that. It's not justified.
No, your column, wherever you can find it, how often does it come? Let everybody know. This is must reading. I get it.
It's very kind of you, Doc.
I mean, here's a guy who should be writing for the New York Times or the Post. But if you want to know the inside of what's happening, if you want to know the inside in depth, if you want to learn something every week, another word, who's who, this is the guy you got to read. Lloyd Carroll, Mr. Ivy
Lloyd,
email.
Send us my email.
Check me out. Obviously, if you're in the borough of Queens, you can pick up the paper. But if you go to queenschronicle.com or qpron.com, click on Opinion and Sports Beat, you'll see me there. New York Sports Day, nysportsday.com, you get to see Carol Uncensored. And if you're out in Long Island, Good Times Magazine, been around 43 years in print, old school, just in print only. But there you have it. And, Doc, always a pleasure getting a chance to chat with you here on a dreary day for the green and white.
Yeah, 823 left. Yeah. Go ahead, Doug. You got a question for Lloyd?
Yeah, he said, you can put it in my email, or we said the Chronicle. I get the Chronicle here.
If you go to QCHRON.com.
Every week he emails me for $1. Send me $1 and I'll send it to you. And I'm not going to
put the
free. Send me $1, you know what I mean, and I'll email you.
Marcus Wayne, congratulations.
You know how to hustle, huh?
Okay, baby, make that $3 now, baby. It just went up. Hey, listen, I got a job to do here.
You got to augment your pension. I know that.
Hey, this is Ivy League, baby. Hey, this is Ivy League. You know, Columbia, Cornell, you know what I'm talking about? I'm a Dartmouth guy myself, baby. Doc Stanley, what's up with Blake and Newark Rainbow Show?
Oh, God, that's right.
Show. We started out bringing you a live football game, but it turned into more like a slaughter. The 49ers are shutting out. The Jets, they're beating them up, they're waxing them through, and they happen to stay here on the East Coast. After losing to Lord Carroll for joining us, they happen to stay here on the East Coast last week, and it turned out to be a good move. You said it, and I was understanding, you know, I don't understand why you couldn't go home, fly him on Thursday Friday. But Rudy, evidently, whatever they decide to do, maybe next time the Jets win, they should stay on the West Coast, and they don't win another game.
Maybe they could do something like that. I mean, you know, it's a tough situation. I mean, but, you know, if you really look at the Jets team, I mean, think about it. What impact players do they have who can turn a game for you? You know, they don't have the level of players
they
on
don't
the
have
field.
Them.
You know,
absolutely.
You have – think about the team in general for a second. The best player on the Jets is the left cornerback. Okay, now, if the left cornerback is the best player on the team, they don't have to throw to his side. The whole game, he can make no impact the entire game. I mean, so when you look at a situation like that, it has to be somebody who the ball is close to all the time. You know, if you think about a team, you know, their second best player is probably Antonio Hall.
Running, but, you know, Rudy, I don't see Rudy. Doc Stanley Sports Network with Blake with the Rainbow Show, Channel Sports Network, the show. We started our Premier football game right now. We're bringing a massacre. Rudy, I said, put that at that because you gave me the idea.
Give me the idea.
You know what I said, Rudy? you know, and I told Stevens on the way in, and the way they kept talking about Revis, it's like an inbuilt excuse already. And you know what's funny about New York? New York would have most intelligent fans if they're the dumbest fans. They can be the, because they'll buy into it that the Jets are not doing well because Revis. And you said Revis only plays defense, one side of the field, you know, and he doesn't score points.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything is, you know, and the thing about it, you know what, this is all great, but next contract time, they ain't going to pay him like he's the one guy to team.
Do you know why? But do you know why?
Because they need the left quarterback.
Do you know why they're saying that? Because Revis is not there. They're not playing well. Rudy, Doc, Dusty, do you know why?
What?
Because what? Wayne Hunter is not here for them to blame. That's why.
Don't even remind me. I know it. That was funny. William Style Hunter?
Yeah.
It was funny. I was at the another day, and a great movie, Black November, is coming out about Nigeria. And Don King said he was so glad that Obama became president, he said, because they finally had somebody else to blame outside of him. he said he would blame like the Jamestown flood. Anything was the Dred Scott case, you know what I mean? So he said he was glad to see OP coming because they finally had somebody. He told a funny story, too. He said, you know, when Mike was out there in Indiana, he had to meet with the Grand Wizard of the Klan, you know what I mean? And, you know, he said, because they wanted to give Mike 10 years, and he got it down to 3. He said, and the wizard told Don, okay, we'll work this out. He said, meet me tomorrow in my office. And Don said, the next day, he found his office with the Supreme Court.
Oh, God in heaven. Oh, my Lord. Who wrote your script, Doc? Who wrote your script?
It's the truth, Dusty. You know, sometimes, you know, life is funnier and better in reality than you can make it up. Doc, Sports Network, the Blake Miller Network, Rainbow, so the channel Sports Network is the show. FBPL, Football Americano. That's Portuguese and Spanish for football. But right now, it's a massive 27-0. And here's a tremendous point, too.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Rudy,
come on,
Dusty. Why is Mark Sanchez still in this football game?
I don't know, but let me just say one thing quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, if you take him out and you put Tebow in, then in essence, one thing that was said, I think by Lloyd, he said, why did they put the third string quarterback in? I forgot his name. The guy from Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would make more sense. I mean, you need Sanchez in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, hey.
You know what?
We just got a new attendance record in the parking lot. There are more people in the parking lot than there is in the stadium.
We're going into October, but the way the Jets are playing is since the 49ers, there's that great Christmas song. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
But like I said, the Jets in a better position than I would say the New Orleans Saints and Green Bay Packers. This is not a division rival that they're losing to. They're still in it.
Yeah.
I mean,
is this the intellect or this is the New York Jet green blood that sits in your bones?
After this game, I'm going to need a Jet transfusion. But I think, listen, overall, the 49ers have dominated the Jets in their overall.
Wait, tell me something I don't know. Overall, they've dominated. Tell me something I don't know.
this is a tough game. I mean, like I said, and I said before, Theo, are you listening? Channel 2 Finkel, you listen. With these key injuries, the depth of the team as far as the offense goes comes into question now with all of these injuries. We don't even know what type of injury that Santonio Holmes has.
Yeah, I know.
To have a hamstring, he's been out a while. He's the guy that was the leading receiver of the Jets last season. With over, what, I think it was 50 receptions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the depth of the team, the key with the defense today was a lot of missed tackles. So I don't think the depth of the defense is in question, except we don't have a pass rusher.
Well, we need somebody to get some points. Gentlemen, we got to go. Doc Stanley, Sports Network, the Lakeland, Never Rainbow, so the channel Sports Network show live from MetLife Stadium. And with about 6 or 18 seconds to go, it's the Jets way, way, way behind. We're very far behind. Three thoughts. Live your life today and stand before God tomorrow. Life's most persistent urgent questions. What are you doing for the service of others? The rich and for your space. The number one African sports guest in the history of New York City radio says goodbye. Dusty Baker, we love you, baby. You're in our prayers. Get well. What's it up on the Lakeland, Never Larry. You can come on in now.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
And we thank you once again. Join us next week here on the Blake Radio Network, Sports in Depth, and a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for all things. Your will, your way. In your holy name of Jesus, amen. Thank God, guest Rudy, and also Lord Carol. Three wings, we got to go. Doc Stanley, Sports Up on the Blake Radio Network from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all, and trust in God.
God bless, Doc. Take care. Three wings, take care.
Just say goodbye, Dusty. That's all.
Oh, my God. 49ers just scored again. Oh, my God.